If you'd like to be seated, I'm delighted to be sharing this morning's worship with Sophie, who's going to break God's word for us.
Good morning. I'm Sophie. I am an alderman at Ridley Hall in Cambridge. For those of you that don't know me already, and it's my absolute privilege to be with you this morning. So let's take a moment to still ourselves before hearing the word. Father, thank you for gathering us here this morning together so that we can learn more about you and draw closer to you. Guide us through your spirit this morning, we pray. Amen. So, as I say, it's an absolute privilege to be with you this morning and to have so many small people in church, which is great, because I've got a few questions for you to start. And I wondered if this morning we might think together about what it is about our friends and family that we spend time with that we like. Why do we spend time with the people that we like? Is it that they're kind? Or why do you spend time with the people that you spend time with?
Because I like to play with my family.
Because you like to play with your family?
Yeah. Because they're loving.
They're loving. Any adults? Why do we spend time with the people that we choose to spend time with?
Because they're good fun.
And you're not Joshy. Why do you spend time with people you spend time with? Because they have a microphone, maybe. So there's so many reasons that we spend time with the people that we choose to spend our time with, that they're loving, that they're kind, they're generous, they're honest. And sometimes when we think about Jesus and who he spent time with, we often think that he was always just with the 12 disciples, and we have this vision perhaps that he was just with these 12 disciples who all acted really perfectly and knew the way of God. But the truth is that God actually brought Jesus on earth, and with him were hundreds and thousands of people following him. And not all of them were making the right choices. And actually we heard in our gospel reading today that Jesus called Matthew, who was a tax collector. And a tax collector was someone who was actually a traitor, someone that no one really liked, that the enemy, really. But Jesus called him. He was potentially stealing money from people, more than he should have been doing, lying. But Jesus didn't cast him aside, actually. He called him and he said, "Follow me, be my disciple." And tax collectors at that time, along with many other sins, were outside of God's grace. Jesus didn't see someone that's outside of God's grace, because actually Jesus saw someone that needed to hear the message that he brought to earth, that actually that he could be forgiven of his sins and that there was hope of a new life in Christ. He showed him God's grace and he showed him love and direction, and as a result Matthew invited all his friends to come and have a meal with Jesus at his house. And he said, "Actually, I've met this great guy. Come and meet him." And so they had a feast. And I thought we might have a little feast, a pretend feast at the front this morning. So if I could ask my assistant to come and move a small table, we can slightly reenact this. Do you want to help us? And if there's anyone that would like to come and have a role at the table, would you like to come and take your place, take one of those and hang it round your neck, and take your place at the table? Maggie, can you tell me what it says on the front of your card?
Liar.
It says liar, doesn't it? So perhaps there were some people that lied having dinner with Jesus. Who else would like to come up? Is it George? Would you like to come, guys? Would you like to come and choose one? What does it say, George?
Tax collector.
Tax collector. Come and stand around the table. Is he?
Disciple.
Disciple. So it's a real mixture of people there.
Disciple.
Disciple. Anyone else like to come and join Jesus' meal? Matthew's house. Is that me? No? Okay. So, we have got a collection. Let's have a look. Who's here at the meal? George.
The tax collector.
Liar.
Disciple.
Disciple.
So it was a real mixture. There weren't just sinners. There were Jesus' disciples. There were people that lied. There were people that stole. There were tax collectors. And actually the Pharisees came along and said, actually, Jesus, why? Why is he eating with these people? But actually, for Jesus, no one was exempt. No one was beyond the reach of God's love. And so he invited all of these people to come. And the message was the same for all of them. So, George, could you turn your card over and read? What does it say on the back? What was the message that Jesus had for the people at this meal?
Whatever you've done, wherever you have been, God loves you.
So that's what the message was for the tax collector. What was the message for the liar, Eddie?
Whatever you have done, wherever you have been, God loves you.
And what about the message for a disciple?
Whatever you've done, wherever you have been, God loves you.
Whatever you've done, wherever you have been, God loves you.
Fantastic. Thank you, guys. You can go and sit back down. It's the same, isn't it? Fantastic. And so actually, the disciples, the tax collectors, the liars, all those that were at the meal, and that includes us, actually the message is the same. Whatever we've done, wherever we've been, God loves us. But Jesus calls us to repent, not to just come and to stay as we are, but he says, come as you are and change, repent, say sorry for the things that we've done, and turn to a new way of life, a life that is as he hoped it for us to be. God doesn't call perfect people. He actually can't call perfect people because no one's perfect apart from God. And sometimes we can think, can't we, that we're not good enough for God. We haven't got it sorted enough. But actually, in that passage this morning, we heard it said that, you know, Jesus said, I did not come for the healthy. They don't need a doctor. I came for the sick. And actually, you wouldn't go to the doctor and say, oh, am I healthy enough to be here? Actually, you go to the doctors to get help to get better. And that's like Jesus. We don't have to go perfect. We don't have to be like, oh, I'm not really good enough. Actually, I've done too many bad things. Actually, Jesus says, come as you are, repent and follow me, be my disciple, and change the way that you're living. Live life in all its fullness with me. So to God, the unacceptable are acceptable. The unloved are lovable. The broken are made whole. And the lost are found. And what is so exciting in all of this is that we're like those people at that dinner, actually. We're invited to be sitting around that table with Jesus. Whatever we've done, wherever we've been, whoever we've hurt, actually, Jesus says, there's always hope. Actually, I forgive you for how you've been before. Turn, repent, and follow me. He came for those that were broken, not those that were sorted. And when we follow that call, we actually have the great joy and responsibility of sharing that with others. And so I wonder this morning, as we sit here and we think about this passage, actually, who is it that we perhaps don't spend time with that need to hear the good news of Jesus? Who is it that we exclude, that we wouldn't invite for dinner, actually? Or perhaps the children in the playground that we don't play with because they're not the cool kids? Or maybe there's the people in the street that we don't, you know, we'll kind of say hi, but we don't really want to be friends with them because they're a bit annoying and a bit embarrassing. And actually, we're all guilty, I think, of thinking, actually, yeah, I'll just kind of say hi, but, you know, actually, I don't really want to include them. But Jesus says, no, come and feast with me. Come and be with me. Come and spend time with me, because I love you. No, actually there's another way. Jesus came for those people that are lost. And so this morning, I just ask that maybe we'll just take a moment to think of someone in our playground, maybe, or that we see at the park, or that we see in our workplaces, or that we see at church even, or that we see on the way here, that actually we just don't really include in the way that Jesus included everyone. The way that he saw that actually God's grace doesn't exclude, there's no insiders and outsiders, actually everyone is included with Jesus. So let's just take a moment to think of that person in our head that this week we could extend Jesus' love to, that we could share it with in our workplace, our home place, our fun place, wherever it might be. Together we'll pray for those people, if we keep them in our hearts and minds this morning. Jesus, we thank you that you came to show us that whatever we've done, wherever we've been, God loves us. We thank you that everyone is included. We thank you, Lord, that we have the opportunity to share the message of your hope and joy and new life with all those around us. We pray for the people that we hold in our hearts now, that you would be with us this week and give us the right words to engage with them and share the message of good news with those in our communities. Amen.